again, I suppose.
This was a reminder of the good old days.
To their own. But there she is with the true blue thing. It's 11 minutes past 4 o'clock. And Peter Pretorius is back from Outdoor Warehouse Bolito with a huge range of hiking and camping food and accessories to prepare it. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So this is extremely exciting. If you have ever been planning an adventure of any description and wondering what to take with you in terms of sustenance and how to prepare that thing in a way that you could carry everything comfortably, it's not going to weigh a ton, and it's going to give you the full benefit of what is now available at Outdoor Warehouse, you should be in the studio, because looking across my desk, I can see everything that... if you were a catering professional, you would find a chocolate brownie pudding in front of me here. It's in a packet. You've got to add water.
And there it comes. It's magic.
And smoothies. And beef stroganoff. And what is that? Mushroom something.
Yeah, we. It's all
mushroom bolognese.
Mushroom bolognese. And beef and pasta hot pot and honey, okay, soy chicken, and that's just the beginning.
So to be clear, this is dehydrated food.
Freeze-dried.
Yes. And all you do is add hot water, or only hot water, and then it just makes you a meal.
And I've got to tell you something. Here's a meal. This is a meal for two. It weighs nothing.
Ah.
You could pack a month's supply of food.
Chocolate puddings.
Well, it happens to be the chocolate pudding. Okay. Maybe that's not a good example.
Hope Sue's not listening.
Try the beef stroganoff. Okay. That's slightly more weighty, but I'm talking about hardly noticeable. And it's a complete meal. It's full of everything you need, plus a little bit more, Peter?
Yes. Yeah. It's high in energy, high in proteins, everything you need to sustain you on a hike when you go hiking for 2-3 days or longer.
Ah.
It's the Backcountry Cuisine range. Where is it manufactured? I'm just looking. New Zealand.
New Zealand, yes.
Wow.
Okay, John, that's definitely hiking country.
Well, so absolutely.
They're sending the best of the best then.
Now listen to the instructions. Pull open base at the corners. Shake the bag to loosen the contents. Then tear open the bag at the top notch. Then remove any sachets. Add water, as stated on the label below. Stir the meal thoroughly. Then squeeze the air out. Seal the bag with the internal ziplock. Let it stand for 10 to 15 minutes. And then it's reconstituted. That's why it's so light and easy to pack, because it's almost like one of those, you know, those magic towels that come in a little capsule, and you put it in water and it expands into a full, well, it's like that, except it's food. And then at the end you stir the meal, add more water if desired, and you eat it straight from the bag. And the last instruction is, with an exclamation mark, enjoy.
So we should have been trying one of these.
This is really good. I mean, all I can say is that obviously, with technology comes advances, and for anyone that is keen to tackle the great outdoors, I mean, you don't have to be a great outdoorsman. You might just be going off on a little fishing
This is backup trip in case you break down, because the food is, I mean, the best before the 2025. So, you know, if you're stuck out there for a couple of months.
Mandy, we're going to go fishing on a fishing trip till 2025. Yeah.
Just in case you get stuck.
Absolutely right. Practical, she is. I don't know where we found her. But now, Peter, not just the food that's beautifully packaged and ready to roll. It's also the pots and pans and the burners. I mean, there's a solo cook set that looks like you could fit the entire exercise into one haversack, and you could be set for a month. With never a repeat meal.
I know, it's quite... he came in with all these goodies, like we were celebrating Christmas, and all these little things. They've got foldable, collapsible kettles that could basically fit in the back pocket of your jeans. That's very impressive.
Well, here it is. Peter, the cookers, one looks like it's powered by the original sort of solid fuel tablet, and the other is obviously gas...
Yeah, that one is actually... it links to the gas boiler.
Oh, okay. So there's no solid fuel. It's all gas.
No, it's all gas.
So they've gone away from the solid fuel tablet.
We do have them in store, but these ones are basically the gas operated ones.
And can they? Are there any kind of? I'm just thinking, one packs all these little gas canisters into a backpack, and you hope for the best.
Yeah, no. The stoves itself is very light on the gas, so you can boil a liter of water in something like 2 minutes.
Wow!
So with you adjust the flame as desired. So
it's really efficient. So yes. Possibly one of those little canisters would last you a while.
Yes. Yeah. No. Definitely. If you go for 5 day hike, you should come out with the normal. It's a 230 gram canister.
Is that the little canister at the end there? What's that?
That's the canister.
This is the canister.
Red and blue one. This is radio, of course. You understand. I'm talking about the red and blue one. Can you see it?
Yes. We've got this. This
is
very cute.
This is the physical stove.
Oh, I'm looking at this because and to describe to everyone, it looks like a little space machine. Looks like a little space. Yeah.
Space Invader.
It does. It looks like one of those little robots.
It does, and it folds up quite cutely as well. Obviously, it holds.
Oh, I see. Okay, that little part is where it opens up.
Yes.
This is like a little gas stove. Okay, so what I'm holding is like a little gas stove. Yes, but to tell all the ladies out there, it's like the top of your.
It is a little gas stove. Okay. It's the top of a gas stove.
And it's got its own protective case on the inside as well. So if you're done with it, you pack it up, pack it in the case, and you put it back in your backpack, and there you go. You could disconnect it from the gas. So it can connect and disconnect from the gas. So you don't leave the gas on the stove itself.
Wow.
And then there are what they call solo cook sets and one-person mess kit. So a pot that contains almost like a Russian doll, a Petrushka-type doll with everything inside it. A whole lot of bits and pieces. Of course, it's all ergodynamically created to fit into as minimum amount of space.
Yeah, and those space handles. That fold, they could fold around the pot and to seal it and to put it away. And when you want to use it, the handles come out, and then you can use it like a regular pot.
But I tell you what I'm impressed with is you can tell instantly that these are quality products. They're not going to fall apart because you can get real junk on the market. And of course, Outdoor Warehouse is known for not supplying the bottom end of the range because you know when you go out on a long extended hike, if you've got...
Yes. 2 cents.
Yeah, the ticky line we used to call it. Ticky line.
You're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. You don't want to be stuck out there with rubbish. You want to obviously know that you've got the best. Pricing, Peter, what are they, what is a meal, what is a chocolate brownie pudding freeze-dried and ready to roll go for?
The meals ranges about anything from the smaller packets from 99 rand up to about 240.
Yeah, the honey soy chicken is 240.
So 240 rand is about a restaurant price.
Yes, but how many people is it feeding? That's a difference. This is feeding?
It's two servings.
Two servings. Okay, so it's feeding two people. So 125 rand a head.
Yeah.
Plus your pudding.
Okay, it's not. Let's put it this way: it's not cheap, but it's very, very good for you, and it's packed with nutrition in terms of additional proteins, etc. Because you're burning energy, you want to put it back.
Mm-hmm.
No mess, no fuss. So here's my favorite: the smoothie. Yeah, what is a smoothie? It contains everything that you could possibly wish for. It's only $79 for a freeze dried, ready to go. All you do is add a little water, and it is it's tasty and delicious and full of goodness.
Gluten-free as well.
So that would appeal to
all the health people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fat content is reasonable, 19.3.
Okay, well, I don't worry about those things.
I'm a girl.
No, I should. But lovely, it's all ready to roll at Outdoor Warehouse right now. And I'm sure that if you pop along this weekend or even during the course of the week, Peter and the team are ready to serve. And there's a huge range of everything that opens and shuts. Today we concentrated on the food and the preparation thereof, but I'm sure there's a whole lot more
and
in store.
Pot sets.
Even instant rice, look there.
My favorite. Okay. So there you've got it. You've got your soy chicken with the instant rice. Chicken. But the pots are amazing because I love...
pots.
No, I don't love pots. I like built like built his warehouse in Micah.
Oh, you like hardware stores?
Yes, hardware stores. Sorry, I got the word then. So this is almost like being in a hardware store. So ladies, this is exciting. It's like being in a shoe shop, let's put it that way. With all these pots
She's obviously taken something.
And kettles. I'm very impressed, actually.
I'm delighted. And Peter? Thank you for bringing this in. We're going to put this up as a podcast as well, just so you might have tuned in late and wondering what we're talking about. Well, Peter Pretorius is the man from Belito's Outdoor Warehouse branch. He and his team there to serve. It is literally a one-stop shop for everything outdoors, from whether you're a 4x4 fan or a camping, hiking fan, or just simply want to get really, really comfortable. I've just been to the Karoo. It was freezing. But I had my outdoor warehouse gear, and I was as warm as a... I was going to say something...
Snug as a bug. Then you had the little contraption that you talk about all the time.
Pour-over coffee designed... what do you call it? It's a little gizmo from Stanley. It's unbelievably good. Look, we can ramble all day, but we've already rambled far too much.
Yes.
Peter's just sat here smiling. You're supposed to be doing the talking.
That's why you bought a box of these goodies, so we'd get all excited.
Okay. Well, Peter, we'll be looking forward to catching up again in a week's time with more exciting products from Outdoor Warehouse Belito. And as I say, until then, you can catch up on the podcast. And... yeah, Outdoor Warehouse, right across the drag from our studio. I look at it every day with envy. Great range of products. Go and explore to your heart's content. Till next week.
Thank you.
You're on 88FM Radio, Life and Style. Here's A King Against All Odds.